There's already a wind farm at Moss by the same company with about 10 turbines. One fell down in 2015 there. That should never have been built. It was a special area of conservation. And 20 years ago, when that wind farm would have started, very few of us knew as much about wind energy as we do now. You know, the council granted plan permission at that time, but they refused it there a month or two ago. These are huge turbines. These would be the biggest turbines in Donegal, 150 metres high, 1.5 times the height of the ones that exist there already. But given what we know about peat bogs and their importance to the environment and as carbon sinks and helping us in this climate crisis around the world, we have to keep it in the ground and not dig up the peat bogs.
Members of the Glenties Municipal District and indeed other councillors in Donegal are quite concerned at the level at which government is taking power away from councillors to have provisions in their development plans and effectively seeking to overrule what local councillors want to do in terms of those plans. This would appear to be bearing up that concern when we have applications going through to Onboard Planola when they've been already turned down by the council.
Indeed, and all of the Glenties Municipal Councillors have been very supportive of the local population. They haven't just decided to oppose these industrialisation of this area on their own. They're doing it at the behest of the community. The council's power has been eroded. We really want to get power back in the hands of the people, to pardon the pun, because we would be forced to leave our homes. This is where people live and we want to continue living there, and this industrialization has to stop.